Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, Lindy, the great thing about a playoff win is they're a lot of fun, but the downside is you don't get to enjoy them very long. How do you turn the page quickly, get ready for what's next?
Well, we met this morning. You know, we went through the game and areas we thought we were pretty good at and couple areas we'd like to improve. Talked about putting this game away and moving on to the next one, knowing that, you know, it's a desperate situation for them. No team really wants to go down two games to none. We'd like to put them in that situation.
Lindy, I'm curious what you thought of Jason Zucker last night, the play he made on Samuelson's goal to take away Swayman's vision, and just kind of the way he was playing all night seemed to be the type of game you guys needed to get to.
Yeah, you know, there's a veteran guy that has been there before and in a key moment, you know, found that area in front of a goaltender that completely took his eyes away, and that allowed Samuelson with the, you know, the perfect shot. He's had a number of goals this year where he's that guy that has either flash screened or got in front of the goaltender and tipped it or got the rebound. You look at some of these big goals of late, rebound goals around the goaltender that have turned into big goals for us.
Lindy, you've talked multiple times this year about moving on to the next game. And you've obviously, as a group, done it very well. It's a little different doing it in this stage. How much is this part of these guys' development, many of them never being in the playoffs, to move on from the next game, whether it's a devastating loss or an incredible comeback, and just playing the next game?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you look at the game, a later game, how physical the game was, how demanding it was late to come back and win the game, that, you know, emotionally you got to decompress. And then, you know, understandably so, probably players didn't sleep that well. You know, you're on such a high. And so today we just chose to, you know, stay off ice. We'll skate as a team tomorrow and get as much rest as we can and be ready to go.
Lindy, Tage has told us before the game, look, we know how Boston's going to play us, and we can't get frustrated with it. We just have to keep going and keep going. It seems like you did that very well, even though Boston was taking away things from you guys for 40 minutes. You guys didn't seem frustrated with it. It seemed like you knew if you just kept going and kept going and wore them down, you could do it. Did you see it that way, that the guys didn't get frustrated with that?
Well, we didn't deviate from what we wanted to try to do. And we understand how they play. They've had a lot of success with it. We understand how we play, and we talked about after the second period just staying with our game, doing a better job of getting closer together in the offensive zone. That three people, in a lot of our battles, it was two. We want to make sure the third guy, and if you look at a couple of the goals, you know, our three forwards got tight around the net. The battles behind the net and net front, there was three forwards. I thought maybe the first two periods we were just a little bit slow getting there, but we really want to focus on our game. We know what the strength of their game is, and they know what the strength of ours is, and we feel that the longer we can stay with our game, the better the chances we can win a hockey game.
oftentimes the Bruins use that Zacha line against the opponent's top line. What do you see from your Tage and the top guys and getting to them and their defensive game to break through late in the game?
I thought physically the battles down low were the difference. You look at Tuck's battle down low and Krebs, the battles coming out from below the goal line. You know, Tage coming out with a puck on the second goal from a battle below. I just think, you know, physically we just tried to make sure we were winning our battles, getting back to net front, and we got rewarded for it.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is there a difference for you from regular season to playoffs in terms of your coaching strategy with how long you think you can let the team just continue to play that game and you see that they're playing well even when you find you're down 2-0 versus knowing when you might need to make some adjustments to give them a better chance?
Yeah, I mean, good question, and obviously we did make some subtle adjustments in the third period. When you're down a goal, there's a certain way you need to play, and then when time's ticking off the clock, you have to get a lot more aggressive. We talked about that really after that timeout on the ice that we want to ramp up the risk in our game and make sure our defense are getting involved and they're getting up ice and. I thought our defense did a great job of doing that. That, you look at the goal, Samuelsson sneaking in the back door, and there was three or four plays, even a couple late in the second period, where we were doing a lot better job of those guys getting up ice. Because they've been such a big part of our offense that part of our game, we didn't want to change.
Lindy, understanding that Pasternak is one of the elite players in the league. What makes it so difficult to track him? Because he just seems to find ways to get loose.
Yeah. I mean, they're really good at turning what looks like should be an offensive play for us into, if they pick that pass off, he's already on the other side of us, and we have to be better. We showed those clips. They're really good at it. He's really good at timing it and. We're thinking that we're keeping the puck alive. They get possession, and all of a sudden, he's in behind you. They're good at what they do. We got to be better at defending that. Just being a little bit more aware with our offside D that he doesn't spin out and take off.
And you put Josh Dunn in last night. I'm just curious what you thought about the fourth line. They seem to play pretty heavy and got some zone time.
I thought they played well. Drew a penalty for us. I thought they had a couple good net front opportunities. It was a game where we knew we'd probably have to dump a lot of pucks in because they were stacking the line. They did a great job of getting pucks back and didn't get rewarded for it, but I thought overall their physicality and the fact they got the pucks and hung on the pucks was something that I thought was going to be one of our strengths.
Hey, Lindy, one of the talking points about the fans in the game last night was the warm-up. You're in the back when that's going on. Was there any, your assistants or your video guys coming back in after the warm-up telling you what was going on out there? Did you hear the players chattering about it at all?
Yeah, there was. I mean, you always get kind of the report, and it was just good to hear that, they came back with a report that this building's going to be loud, and I think their assessment was pretty good.
Lindy, what was, I mean, you've been a part of this community for so long, but what was it like to see everybody else kind of focused on Buffalo? Like the whole hockey world was watching you guys. Everybody's talking about it this morning, just the way these people showed up and what this place is like in the playoffs.
Yeah, I just, you know, puts a smile on your face for sure. It tells you what a great, I mean, what a great hockey town it is. And, you know, I think there's a combination of, it's been a long time, way too long. And our city's has been begging for something like this. And I think there's two things. We could have been that team that just snuck into the playoffs and, you know, maybe you got in on the last day and you got in the seventh or eighth and, you know, your fans could be looking like, well, at least they got in. But the way we played for 4 months, that built up, you know, a lot of anticipation for how the playoffs could go. And then I think last night's game kind of followed that route. You know, wasn't looking good. And then all of a sudden, you know, you pour on 4 goals there in the last 8 minutes. And if there was a chance of bringing the building down, they were going to try. And probably wreck Canal side, I heard, too.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.